Welcome to Jazz Set. I'm Dede Bridgewater with music from New York Magazine's number one jazz club, the Jazz Standard.
I think this is the greatest jazz club, definitely in New York.
The ribs are the specialty and delicious too. I can attest to that. Joanne Brekkeen is celebrating her birthday with a month of Mondays here. And on this particular Monday, she's focused on three remarkable band leaders who, in succession, hired Joanne and put her on the map. They're Joe Henderson, Stan Getz, and first and foremost, Art Blakey, whom she met on an impulse that turned into an audition.
The way that I got the job with the band was I lived around the corner from a small club called Slugs. Someone remembers there. I had four small children. So at nighttime, I was really tired. It was like five flights of stairs. So one night, I saw that Art Blakey was playing there. So I thought, okay, I'm going to run down and run around the corner and see. So I walked into the club, and they were playing some tune that I knew. And the piano player wasn't playing. He was sitting there at the piano, but he wasn't playing. So without thinking, because I'm so tired, and because it sounded like the sound of the piano should have been in there, I just walked up on the stand and I said, is it okay if I play? And so Art Blakey looked up at the end of the solo and it was a different face. And then I was in the band. So anyway, I didn't know what the band was like. So we got over to Tokyo and we're doing a concert. We played maybe three or four tunes. And then all of a sudden Art said, and now we will feature the pianist, a solo of her choice. So I didn't know what to do. The first thing I thought of was this tune called Just One of Those Things. It's one I never play, but I'm sure I can play it as well as I did that night.
Joanne Brekkeen is tall, thin, and stylish in her wide-brimmed straw hat and silk trousers tonight. And did I mention, Joanne can unleash torrents of piano, maelstroms. This lady can throw an elbow and pound a fist with a ruffle on it and then make a U-turn and come back swinging. Yes, baby, yes. That was Just One of Those Things. Happy birthday, Joanne Brekkeen. Now, let's bring up the band. On saxophone, former jazz messenger Javon Jackson. On trumpet, Jeremy Pelt. On bass, Ugana Okegwo. On drums, Francisco Mela. Leading at the piano, Our Lady, Joanne Brekkeen.
This is a tune that I never played with Art, but it's a tune that sounds like a drummer's tune. They usually like this one. And it's called Tricks of the Trade.
Thank you.
Francisco Mela on drums.
Francisco Mela says that his greatest influence is Roy Haynes. Amen and good call. Francisco Mela and bassist Ugano Okegwo make a good team, gunning the music and grinning at each other in Joanne Brackeen's birthday band on Jazzset and jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Stay with us. The second great leader who hired Joanne Brackeen was Joe Henderson. It came about in fits and starts. A friend of Joanne's named Pete Yellen played alto in Joe's group. Joanne had already met Joe in Raleigh, North Carolina, playing together in the Donald Byrd Big Band in Woody Shaw's Jazz Club. Pete kept urging Joanne to call Joe about a job, but she thought Joe should make the call. That's a lady for you. Finally, when Joe Henderson did reach out to her, Joanne went out to listen to his band, and she liked it. Well, imagine that. This is one of Joe's tunes, Inner Urge. Javon Jackson and Jeremy Felt on sax and trumpet, running down the melody on Joe Henderson's Inner Urge. After Joanne Brackeen worked a few years with Henderson, another saxophonist, Stan Getz, began leaving messages for her saying, "Hey, rehearsal's at 2 o'clock at my house, and I'll see you then." This is before cell phones, darlings, and Joanne was on the road, so she never received the calls. But she did hook up with Stan Getz, who already had hired her favorite rhythm section of Clint Houston on bass and Billy Hart on drums.
The next tune is a tune written by Chick Corea, and he was in Stan Getz's band, and it's called 500 Miles High.
Thank you.
Chick Corea wrote 500 Miles High, and Joanne Brackeen played it in the Stan Getz Band from 1975 to 1977. Today, at Berklee College of Music, Professor Joanne Brackeen says she teaches how people used to play. She cites Chick, Keith Jarrett, and Cecil Taylor as three pianists who never have let up, and adds, the younger people are really happening too. We're celebrating Joanne Brackeen's birthday at Jazz Standard in New York City on Jazz Set and at your beck and call at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set received support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org.
When I lived in New York, I used to love to go see Joanne play at the Knickerbocker in Greenwich Village. I was always fascinated, number one, by her look, but first and foremost, by her solos. I had never seen a woman play like that.
Thank you.
Joanne Brackeen's birthday celebration comes to an end on Jazz Set as Jeremy Pelt leads I Can't Get Started With You. Javon Jackson on tenor, Ugano Okegwo on bass, and Francisco Mela on drums. Thanks to Seth Abrams, artistic director at Jazz Standard, with Zach Sisko, Martin Goodman, and the rest of the team. Our recording is by Duke Marcos with Eugene Cha and Josh Webb. My audio engineer is Patrick Murray at NPR West. Back East, Becca Pulliam produces Jazz Set at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, with executive producer Thurston Briscoe III. And here's a farewell to Eugene Cha, Jazz Set's hardworking technical and production assistant. Thank you so much, Eugene, for your dedication and our sincerest best wishes for your future. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.